This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Welcome to Eye on Veterans. I'm your host, Navy veteran Phil Briggs. And if you're looking for a job, well, you came to the right place. Because this special segment is all about finding work and presenting job opportunities around the country in a little segment that we'll call Help Wanted. And really, for any American, a good job is the cornerstone of success. But the path to these great jobs is not always clear, and that's especially true for those leaving the military. And that's where our next guest is making a big difference. You see, Hire Heroes USA is dedicated to helping veterans translate their military skills into successful careers. And here to talk about an upcoming job fair is Hire Heroes USA CEO, Andrew Sando. Andrew, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Bill. I'm thrilled to be here.
There are literally thousands of openings right now in one specific job sector. Tell me about the focus of this job fair.
Absolutely. So we put these job fairs on a regular basis, but this one is targeted specifically at federal jobs, government employers, government contractors. And this is going to be a great opportunity for people who want to move into federal service to get in front of the employers, whether they be federal agencies or federal contractors, because that job search process is really unique. This is going to take place Thursday from noon to 5 Eastern time, and it's all done completely remotely.
Thursday, April 15th from noon to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And, you know, I can tell you that as a guy that lives in the D.C. metro area, there are so many lives and careers here. So many people living great lives with careers in the federal government. And the path is not always clear. But I read that for vets and for spouses, they possess certain things that these government jobs need. So tell me about what they're looking for and its impact on their hiring.
Yeah, absolutely. When you leave military service, you're empowered with not only traits and behaviors which just feel normal in the military, but they can be an enormous service when you enter the civilian world. Whether you're in the federal sector, the civilian sector, some of those traits are behavioral, like being willing to take responsibility for specific outcomes and take feedback well and train your teams and things like that. In the civilian world, that's really appreciated about veteran employees. But there are other more tangible things like maintaining a military security clearance. A lot of times people don't even think about that when they're in the service because so much of the work that they do requires the security clearance. But once you're in the civilian world, that can be a major asset. And so whether you have a secret clearance or a top secret clearance or higher, when you leave military service with that clearance, that can be an enormously valuable asset for you.
Now, there's a specific nuanced way to apply for a federal job, and oftentimes, you know, that's sort of an education in and of itself, and a lot of us don't get it. Tell us how Hire Heroes USA can help us, or can help veterans, rather, navigate that application process through training programs.
Bill, you're absolutely right. It's an entirely different animal, and we actually have an entire dedicated team just to helping clients, veterans, military spouses, et cetera, who want to go after federal jobs because it's such a unique process. The resumes are done differently. The interviews are conducted differently. The contract negotiation is done differently. And it's an entirely different skill set to get yourself in the front door. And so we have people who focus specifically on that and who train people entirely to that skill set. And so last year, out of the 11,500 veterans and spouses that we had placed into civilian employment, just over 10% of those were federal hires. And so 1,300 veterans and military spouses made that transition from military service into federal employment because we have these robust product offerings, which are free for a veteran or free for a military spouse, but it's very, very high-end and completely customized service. So when you sign up, you're paired one-on-one with a transition specialist, and they work with you all the way through the hiring process. And that hiring process for a federal job is very different than going after a normal civilian job.
So cool. And I can tell you firsthand, I had a brother who worked government his entire life, was always telling me, come on, get a job with the government. And I mean, I looked at the application process sometimes, and even the job descriptions were like 3 pages long. It just, it made my eyes glaze over. And as a, you know, as a broadcast DJ, I didn't figure myself enlightened enough to make it through the process. So I'm glad to hear that that you're there and Hire Heroes USA can help. You guys can also help make this job fair happen safely and affordably. Tell me a little bit about that and how this virtual aspect is going to benefit.
100%. So since the start of COVID, we've been 100% remote. And this virtual career fair will function much as an in-person career fair would, meaning you can talk or chat one-on-one with employers. You'll be able to ask them questions. You can submit resumes. You can have detailed conversations with the recruiters. For a veteran or a military spouse, this is entirely free. This is what we do at Hire Heroes USA. And so there's no cost to the veteran or the military spouse. You can sign up through our website all the way through the end of the event. The event is next Thursday from noon to 5. And if you're a veteran registering, you could register all the way up until the end of the event. For an employer, we ask you to sign up until Wednesday the 14th. And they have different levels of fees based on exactly what you're looking for. But I think you'll find all of them are extremely competitive compared to what you're used to. We try to make it very easy, and I was a pilot in the Marines. We would always say we fly to the lowest comfort level unless we're in combat. And this is one of those circumstances. We try to fly to the lowest comfort level where we're not able to meet in person to do these career fairs right now. And so we've tried to organize a way that is both safe and very, very effective, both for the employees, the potential employees and applicants, and also for the employers.
And naturally, internet and computer access are mandatory to do something virtually. But what about webcams?
Webcams, they're 100% not necessary. If you have it, that's great. It'll allow you to be seen as you're talking with a potential recruiter, but it's not necessary. If you're just talking through the computer with no camera, you'll still be able to do an interview, get your questions answered, interact with the different employers on there, and so on. That will not hold you back.
Very good. And as we've learned over this kind of internet era COVID year where we do a lot of things remotely, it's important to wear both the shirt and the pants if you are using the web camera. Outstanding. Let's talk real quick about where I get more information about this virtual career fair, the dates of it again, and just where I can find Hire Heroes USA.
Yeah, 100%. So the virtual career fair will be next Thursday from 12 until 5 p.m. Eastern time. Veterans will be able to register right up through the end of the event. Employers are asked to register by next Wednesday, the 14th. And if you want to learn more about it or research the companies that are going to be participating, just come and visit our website, hireheroesusa.org. You can find out not only about the virtual career fairs, but also the rest of our offerings to veterans, to spouses, and to employers. We work hard to provide a wonderful service, not only to the veterans that we serve, but also to the employers who are seeking veterans for all of the commendable behaviors, habits, attributes that veterans leave the military with.
Right on. Well, I appreciate everything you're doing. The first step after the military is the most important step, and you got a hell of a bright future. And you can find out more details at Hire Heroes USA. Hire Heroes USA CEO Andrew Sando, great having you on the show.
Bill, thanks so much for having us.
And again, that's the Veterans Virtual Career Fair for government employers and contractors. And it's Thursday, April 15th from noon to 5 Eastern Standard Time. You can find out more at Hire Heroes USA.
Survivor's back, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. And we have a twist, a new co-host, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
Hi!
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.